Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Seasons change. Why not your gaming tech? Upgrade now during Alienware Summer Sale Event and save on select next-gen Alienware gaming PCs and more. Pair your impressive skills with advanced gaming systems like the Alienware M18 laptop, powered by an Intel Core i9 processor featuring awe-inspiring visuals, liquid cooling, three-dimensional audio with Dolby Atmos, and impressive overclocking potential. Your dream setup, exceptional prices, and free shipping await you for a limited time only at Alienware.com/deals. That's Alienware.com/deals.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this Thursday afternoon edition of Trenton, Trendin, Trino. Exactly. I'm here, Miles Gray, in the place to be with my guest co-host today, Mr. Andrew T. How you doing, Andrew?
Very good.
Yeah, very good to have you. Yeah, very great to have you, too, my brother, man. It's really good to see you. Really good to have you here. I think it's time to tell people what's trending today on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024. First
this
up,
is
we have...
How long do you keep this voice up, dog?
What's up, dog?
Smooth Miles Gray.
What's up, dog?
What's
you
up,
got me
dog?
To say it. That one's a classic. Do people say two CDs anymore? No, you probably don't say two CDs anymore. Hey, you want two CDs?
No. Yeah.
No.
My very first interaction when I moved to New York as a child was with some street youths who yelled, Mets or Yankees. I said, I don't know, I guess Yankees. Uh-huh. They said, Yankees nuts. And then they called me the N-word, and they ran away.
And you're
they
like,
call me the N-word.
Yeah,
they added the N-word to the end of that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but then you felt like, you're like, damn. They fuck with me heavy, huh? Like that?
My genuine question for them, what was the Mets answer?
Yeah. Mets? That's true. Like, is that the hack to completely make that bit fall apart?
And Matt's like, ah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, then it's like, fuck you. And then they just fight you and shit.
You ruined that joke.
Exactly. You're somehow in a standing triangle choke and you're seeing stars. Anyway,
welcome
here we
to
are
New York.
To talk about what's trending. Let's talk about the man who loves a Cadillac margarita, Quentin Tarantino. Apparently he's scrapped. I didn't even know. Okay. Like I thought, didn't he already make 10 fucking movies? He's like, I'm making 10 and I'm out.
No, he made a big deal about this one.
Right. Okay. Because
this is the new one.
Once Upon a Time was 9, correct?
Yeah.
Cause we don't count True Romance. Cause obviously he didn't direct that shit. We get that. We get it. Although do we count the fact, didn't he do one of like the vignettes in Four Rooms? Isn't that also like a thing?
He must have. I don't think he counts that.
Yeah.
I mean, just
right.
Thank God we didn't get a Star Trek movie where everyone says the N-word for some reason.
Yeah,
but
somehow. He's like, no, but it's cool, man, because they can say it. And then I can say it when I'm playing the character. You
in
know,
the future,
that's really cool.
It means something different.
That's what it says, man.
Cocaine is the only thing the same in the future.
Say exactly. That and Cadillac margaritas, man. I remember I saw a screening of Kill Bill 2 where he did like a open for it at Arclight at the time. And he was drinking so many Cadillac margaritas at that bar. I was like, it kind of like like it bummed me out more than just being like just seeing him in person did.
You kind of just know that he has to have like a Tums right after he gets off stage.
Yeah. With a Cadillac Margarita. With a Cadillac Margarita, man. Hey, what's up, my man? You like the movie? Cool, bro. Cool, cool, cool. But yeah, the 10th movie was supposed to be called The Movie Critic, about a critic in the 70s who wrote movie reviews.
For, you know, for a porno rag. That's, I thought it was pretty cool, man, if it was about that kind of vibe.
And again, the 10th and final film before we are released from this hell that are Tarantino movies going on this long. And if it was going to have Brad Pitt, but now apparently it's not happening at all. Like, the production was delayed, there were rewrites, and now
that's
he's just so basically
weird.
Saying,
DMZ, I'm probably going to do something else now.
So here we are. I don't know what. Oh, producer Victor is saying he already did 10. Wait, but I know that he doesn't count all the installments of Kill Bill either, right?
Yeah, I think he says that's one movie.
Right, that's one movie. And then what was that one about the with Holly Hunter and shit in the woods that I didn't watch either? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I'm kind of burned out on.
I know.
It should just be a TikTok profile that's all feet and just that's his final movie.
That's probably fine, what he's like. We don't talk enough about feet in our society.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, The Hateful Eight. That's the one I was thinking of. Is the one with, oh, is it Holly Hunter in that?
Oh, no, it's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh God.
Same face, white woman.
Yeah, I don't know where I feel like it's such a sliding scale that again, like I'm even exhausted trying to even figure out like what we're counting as 10 because you want to just keep making movies.
It's fine. You know what? I mean, listen, just to round out his oeuvre, this is for LA only, but he should do the animated story of the Happy Foot Sad Foot sign.
Oh.
From Silver Lake Podiatrist or whatever the fuck that was.
Right, exactly. Like there's a story there, man. And somehow it's him just using the N-word a bunch, playing a character. Yeah. And we're like, oh,
well,
it's
the foot.
God,
the foot's saying it, not him. The foot can say it.
Yeah, he's like, but you're voicing the foot, Quentin.
It's the foot.
But it's a character. The foot's
black. I am wearing blackface.
Yeah. He's like, but I thought you're playing a foot.
Yeah, underneath. Yeah. But that's what people don't know.
So yeah, apparently this was also going to be like a pseudo sequel to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. With Brad Pitt's reprising his stuntman role. Whatever. Okay. Cool, man. Just let us know when you're done, bro. Hey, man. Let me know when you're done in there. All right? Yeah. So somebody else can get a chance to make a movie.
Love a new story about not finishing a thing.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I'm going to throw this out there. I don't finish movies all the fucking time. I'm not finishing a movie right now.
Right. Although, when we were having lunch, you had some pretty fun ideas. I was like, bro,
next time there's a big special or a big contest, it'll just be come get the saltiest lunch possible with Miles and Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere in the saltiest lunch, and we will be very salty.
I'm not recovering. Yeah.
Yeah, no, my insides are preserved in salt, basically. But hey, I do it for posterity's sake. So when they come, like, sift through the ashes of the nuclear apocalypse of Los Angeles. Yeah.
He must have been some sort of lord to have been preserved like this.
This guy was eating a lot of catfish nuggets, I'll tell you that. Based on the salt content in here.
Catfish Mountain.
Nature is trending because apparently now the concept of nature, like, is getting a credit for music royalties.
Sure.
So end of the world type shit. So like, you know, Missy Elliott's The Rain, you know, there's rain sound in there. The Beatles' Blackbird, or rather, I'm sorry, Beyonce's song Blackbird, you know, also had literal Blackbird sounds in it. But now, I guess nature is listed as an official artist on Spotify and like Apple Music and other platforms. So artists who use natural sounds can choose to credit nature a featured performer, okay? And, quote, a share of their profits will be distributed to environmental causes, which, sure, the idea is nice, but, like, we also know for what artists get paid per stream, it might come out to a pittance.
Yeah.
And
right, like literally less than the like electricity it takes, the coal that you burn to make the electricity to create a new entry in your Spotify database system called nature.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to be covered by this.
So grim. But yeah, I like, we'll see what the money look. I don't know if money, if nature develops like a coke habit because of all the money it starts suddenly comes into. Oh my you know God. What I mean? And then none of those funds go to the causes.
You gotta save up. I know nature. It seems like you're gonna be like you're gonna. This is gonna be coming in forever. But you gotta plan for the future, nature.
Yeah, dude. Nonstop.
You gotta.
Nah, dude. We're crashing a fucking Lambo for fucking fun, bro. You know why? Because I can get a fucking another, dude. I'm fucking printing money right now.
Yeah, so the thing with the Lambos though is like those also aren't so great for you, man.
What do you mean? They're fucking baller as fuck, dude. Every time I hop in, they're like nature, and then I'm like, "Why should we crash this shit?" Because I'm high on ketamine. You know what I mean? It's fucking chill, dude. And then, you know, maybe we could fucking do some Toosie, you know what I mean? Fucking. Did you see another thing is, did you see how like a lot of journalists don't know what Toosie is? Like the drug? Like that it's 2CB and people were writing like in these like Diddy documents, they're like they're on a street drug called pink cocaine or 2C. And you're like, "Dude, are you around people that do drugs at all?" At all?
I do you think it is just sort of like a reverse because they are definitely around people that do drugs
and don't want to be like, "Whoa, nice pull there, Eric."
Yeah, I think they just have to be like, "Oh, what is this?"
No, then you're like, "Are y'all fucking dumb? Do you not talk to people? Do you not know what's going on?" And then be like, "Hey, man, I got 2C on deck though." You know what I mean? It's kind of like an acid trip without like the spiritual shit. You know what I mean? Fuck with me. Or sassafras, man. That sass is coming back in a big way too.
I guess I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Well, no one's a journalist anymore. So the answer is I don't. How would I know? I've never met one of these people.
Yeah. And in a way, we're all journalists. If there are no, if no one's a journalist, then we're all journalists. That's how it works.
Equally journalist is the important thing.
Yeah. And then also Google really doing bang up job by firing 28 employees after multi-city protests over the Project Nimbus sort of cloud computing agreement that was reached between Google, Amazon, and the Israeli government. We saw a lot of people wearing t-shirts saying Googlers against genocide, and there were like a bi-coastal 10-hour sit-in protest that occurred, and turns out Google had no time for that. And just basically fired all of the people that were involved, even people that weren't actually directly participating in the sit-ins. They're just like, nope, they're being disruptive and they're making coworkers feel threatened. So,
I mean,
we don't do that. And you're like, yeah, we get it. People are going against the status quo vocally in your company and you can't have people reminding
also,
you
if what you this feel is threatened for. By someone sitting in and asking for peace, that is a you problem.
100%. I'm like what were they like holding knives to your neck or something like that? No, they were sitting down and they were saying we will not be sitting a party to genocide
down. Interesting.
Were they getting in your face? Well, no, they were saying like they were disrupting people's ability to work. I don't know if they were trying to like physically do that or just because they were, you know, having a sit-in protest, but
I mean, I guess this is how PR has to work. I'm a little surprised that the organization that organized this, the No Tech for Apartheid, seems at least in their statement to be like expressing surprise that these people were fired, and maybe I'm reading between too many lines and that's just how you have to state it, but yeah, obviously Google supports fucking genocide.
Yeah,
nothing is more obvious to me in the world.
100%. Yeah. They're not doing good when they, whatever was it, don't do evil or whatever is their fucking pseudo motto. Yeah.
Much evil.
Yeah. Do as much, do evil to the point of a Googleplex, the mathematical concept.
A lot.
I mean, yeah, they were clearly, don't be evil. Thank you, Brian, the editor, for saving me from looking.
Don't be evil, asterisk.
And terms and conditions apply. The terms being how big is the contract worth? But I mean, at the very least, it's clear that it's retaliatory because we're seeing this all across America. The other day we were talking about the USC valedictorian who will not be giving a commencement speech, because they are so vocal about, Palestinian liberation that they said, we can't have them speak because it's going to be a danger to them. Well, we can't say. that's just what we're going to say to silence somebody who might have something to say. Yep. Interesting times here.
Pathetic, but Jesus.
Asking for peace is seen as incendiary. And I get there. If you want to really be nuanced about it, there are people who may be saying things that are maybe a little more problematic than others. But what it's what we're, if we're really distilling it down to what the real what we're, most people are talking about here is we're talking about peace. We're talking about unneeded death. We're talking about not financing, you know, further violence through our hard earned money.
And if the people in the near thing involved nearby have said things that are incendiary, on the other side of things, the vast majority of people openly support not just words but fucking everything that's incendiary.
Yeah,
like it's truly not fucking close.
Yeah. Well, that's what's going on. All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be back to learn about some. I promise there's good news. There is good news at the end of this one. We have good news for y'all. I swear to God. And we will be with it right after this. Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? Or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source. Connect with customers in line and online. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point of sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is here to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. I was looking at their website just trying to see, look, how do I find the things that I need as somebody who would potentially have a retail business? And surprisingly, very easy to navigate. They have all the things that you need answers to right there on the website. So definitely check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. MAGA media was trending because our old friend, what's his name? Brian Glenn, as we colloquially, lovingly know him as Ass Eyes, Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He talks in a very serious, I'm not even call it news channel, just weird propaganda, sip liberal tears news site, quote unquote. And, you know, he was in New York City just kind of trying to figure out what's going on with the Trump trial. And he was hit with a very, very shocking revelation as him and his news crew were following Trump from Philadelphia to New York City and just said, I don't know if we're in New York because it's so messed up. Or I don't know. I'll let Brian Glenn just describe to you what the sensation of him being a conservative in New York City.
You know, this city and kind of staying around this area for the most part. I got to say, I thought I would see more homeless situation here. I thought I would see a little bit more chaos on the streets from what I've been told. And I didn't see as much as I thought I would. So at least if Mayor Eric Adams has cleaned up certain parts of the city, perhaps, or maybe that's been shifted to other areas of the city. But from what I see, that, you know, you still have some of the, I would say, you know, people that have, you know, mental illness walking the streets, not homeless, but mental illness walking the street, yelling at people. And
I love the fucking quasi nuance he's trying to fucking use here. Like, I mean, there are some, I mean, I don't know if it's Eric. Wait, don't give a black guy credit. Or maybe they just went to another part of the city. His circuits are fully fucking fried because you can tell this guy's truly been just mainlining just fucking conservative bullshit about cities, like especially that are Democrat liberal cities. And he's like, I gotta say, I was not knifed by someone in a clown suit.
I mean, look, this has been said a million times, but it is wild how like basic, normal, cowardly these like Republican like tough guys are.
Right.
It's so weird. They are like cartoon cowards. It's like fucking like Wizard of Oz type level of cowardly. We're like, really? This is you're afraid of that? Thought this would be a thing?
Yeah.
Huh.
He did balance it out though by, you know, raising the fear mongering levels too by being like, I did see Hispanic males together. Uh-huh. And I did see a lot of people, quote, who have come from West Africa and Northern Africa in just packs, if you would. He said if you would, as if he was going to like lighten the racism with his like fucking quasi formal speech rhetoric, if you would. And I'm sorry. Oh, and can you name five countries in North Africa or West Africa? I mean, there's Africa. Is that, there's West Africa, South Africa, and North Africa and East Africa. The four countries of Africa. I figured it out. Brian Glenn. Man, we're blessed. We're blessed. If only I could hear like what him and Marjorie Taylor Greene do in their private time. Like what kind of, you think he's like, hey honey, I was in New York City and it was, I think we might have it wrong. No, he can't.
I mean, yeah, obviously no. I don't envy, I assume you guys end up seeing a lot of these like broadcasts from like fake made up like news channels like this. I was just like OPN, right? That's the big one. There's a bunch.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. I'm just like, this is, it's like, it looks fake. It's shocking how it like lands for people.
It's because I can't believe it myself. But whenever you see a lot of people do have, it's because some of these, you know, like Fox News is based in New York. So those people like they know what New York is. Yeah, these other people are just like, hey, I got my shot screaming racist shit on Facebook Live. Yeah. And now I wear a suit and do it in a completely slightly more professional looking way. But no real producers, no real understanding of what news is.
You can download the After Effects package. That's like basic. They can just make that.
We've seen those lower thirds. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. Any fool could make that. Dude. Yeah, I guess. God, it's so weird.
I know. But again, there's so many people who like would prefer this because came to the thing where like Fox wasn't unhinged enough for them,
right?
So it's like, now I gotta go to a guy who's like having a crisis in a park like in Midtown being like, where are they?
Ivermectin ad was little like shit.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Brazil is trending because there is a clip of a woman who was caught on camera this week in Rio de Janeiro, where she attempted to secure a $3,400 loan from a bank. The twist here being is that she appeared with a corpse in a wheelchair. That was her uncle, I believe, that had passed away just mere like an hour or two before. And I think she decided.
He's nice and limber.
the rigor mortis has not set in. I don't know what to make of this. She really came into this bank with a corpse in a wheelchair and be like, come on now, use the pen. And the second she stopped supporting the head, it's like slumped back. It's like, okay, whoops. Okay. I'm not doing that anymore. So let me hold the head up. Let me put your hand on the paper. She's like looking at the banker, like, does he have, can I sign for him? And it's a wild one. It's a wild one. The internet is doing what they do with all the weekend.
It's surprisingly calm, all things considered. I guess I don't know how freaked out should anyone be, but it is very like quiet. It's just a quiet.
In a way, like the calm of the bank tellers suggests like they've seen everything but God. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, we got another one. Well, yeah, get your phone out. And they're like, okay, so, let's call the police.
I guess what are you supposed to do? But yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is much quieter than I would have ever imagined any version of this situation would be.
Yeah. There's clearly a lot going on in this clip. But y'all, Weekend at Bernie's, that only worked in a movie. Mm-hmm. Most of the time. You will know if you are looking into the lifeless face of a corpse.
Also, a lot of stuff they try to pass off in movies on screen, like, just doesn't work when there's a sense of smell anywhere.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, Brian, the editor, just said the glasses would have been clutch there. You at the very least need to show that if the lenses are dark enough, you don't know if they're open or closed, but shut with a slack jaw. And all, oof. Grim stuff. Now, here's the good news, and I can't believe it. For many of us, we have, in the United States, we have heard that the bee populations are declining, and we've been trying to figure out what is going on. But guess what? We have now seen that we have a record number of bee colonies in the United States. 3.8 million bee colonies, y'all, we did it.
Give it up.
We fucking did it. Give it up to, hey, give it up for y'all, man. Give it up to all the people who, you know, myself included, rather than looking at a beehive and being like, you need to get rid of that shit now. You call the people who come, be like, yo, we'll take that shit. We'll take that shit and we'll do good with it. You know what I mean?
I've now seen several like Instagrams and TikToks and whatnot of people who just like, I didn't realize, is it like just a type of bee? They just reach their hand in a beehive at school, like their bare ass hand.
I know.
And pull out bees. I did not think that was humanly possible.
I did not either. And I know like it must be like a vibe thing.
Or they just get smoked down right before and that's not on camera, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. It is the most like viscerally upsetting thing I've ever seen on the internet. Don't fact check me on that.
Yeah. But yeah, like it's I don't know. I don't know. Every time I see that, I'm like, oh, okay. As long as you're chill about it. But I'm like, isn't that like the last place you want to fuck around is like a beehive?
No, they'll be like rooting around in the beehive, be like, oh, there's the queen. I'm going to pick it up. And I was under the understanding that the queen was the thing they were most upset about being fucked with.
And they're like, I'm going to put it in this little Tic Tac case, an Altoid box, and then I'll put it in the new hive, and then they will all move there. I'm like, y'all, weren't y'all supposed to, aren't you supposed to protect the,
all right. This seems crazy to me. I know.
Whatever.
Lots of bear lore. All my bear lore is right out the window.
Yeah. Well, weren't we told it's like it doesn't get through their thick fur?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Bees ain't shit.
That's
my conclusion.
Yeah.
Bees ain't shit.
You know, there's a whole rap song to go. Wasps, baby. I'm all in on wasps. But yeah. Thank God that enough people became interested in the beehives.
That can't be the salute. It can't have been why the population was declining because there weren't enough.
It could be that. I mean, obviously the best way is like you create the habitats for bees to thrive in too. Like, you know what I mean? Like that encourages pollinators to come through. Like, so a lot of people who, especially like in LA where people are like, get rid of your fucking lawn. And start putting in native plants that like promotes shit like insects coming through and like birds and shit. That also helps. I don't have time to dig into all of the analysis, but
yeah,
because I was so turned up on the fact, because I felt like I remember 2008, around 2008 is when everyone was like, yo, man, what the fucking bees, bro? The fucking, and I was like, we're the fucking bees too, right?
Yeah.
We're, without these pollinators, we're done. I don't think it's a reason for us to keep our foot off the proverbial gas, but hey, at least a good check-in that actual positive strides have been made with the bee colony increase. So look, take that into your weekend. Andrew, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to be back tomorrow with a whole brand new episode for you to check out. And yeah, until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, take care of the bees, you know, get the vaccine. And, you know, just, and please don't do nothing about any kind of hatred or racism. Like, be a voice for good, please, because we need more of that. You know what I mean? I want to be able to read a story that says not only did our bee population increase, but our population of present and active engaged citizens has also increased too. Then we can rest. All right. We will talk to y'all later. Bye.
Peace.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.